So we are checking what kind of foods, what bugs. So we're going on and we're talking about mishmishim. Mishmish, which is apricots, or apricots, or apricots. So the fresh ones, you should open them up and just look now at the season. Actually, I heard there's hardly any, there's not many this year. Very bad.
Because of the drought?
Never had a good mishmish? Ooh, it's very good mishmish here. We don't know yet. But this year they're very weak. Anyways, so there's a lot of times worms inside. You have to open them up and look, especially if there's a soft spot. And even if not, it's a white worm. I think he has a black head or something. Okay? A red head sometimes. It's a white worm, you can see it. They're small sometimes. And the dry mishmish. First of all, the ones they sell in the store, some you should know, the orange dry mishmish. No mishmish dried up, apricot, is never orange. If it's orange, because they dyed it with, what's it called? The goprit. That's what I said in English.
So the goprit is for preserving it.
Okay, but it makes it dye also.
Yeah.
It makes the dye.
You say any orange or which ones? Like the dried oranges? There's like three different kinds usually.
All the orange ones. Yeah. Dried apricot, the natural color, is brown.
Brown, yeah.
Like any dried anything is usually brown when it's dried.
So it's artificial color.
Yeah. Anyway, still you have to check it. You open it up, you get the light, and you can see sometimes there's worms. They're black. It won't be white.
It's so they're
crushed. Sometimes there's red stuff on the outside. If you could peel it off, it's probably a bug. If you can't, it's just from the sun. Leather, you know what leather is? Leather.
Leather. Fruit leather.
It's made also out of apricots.
Mm-hmm. Now they make it even more.
So anyway, you have to look at them. There's nothing, no other zvuvim. Little bugs that flew into them and got stuck on them.
Is fruit leather made by like crushing the fruits? So it'll be like.
No, it's a jam that's dried out.
There's nothing left.
No, but like the normal thing. Are they rounding it up and spreading it out that way or just.
Yeah.
So then the bugs that were actually in the apricot are visible, right?
Yeah.
But then the
it's just those that just flew into it. That's why I said just that each.
It's like. Making a jam and drying it out.
Tzimukim, raisins. So there's a difference between the white raisins and the dark raisins. White raisins are a lot less problematic. You could see if there's a bug. The dark raisins, you have to check. How do you check them? You put them in room temperature water. A little bit more than room, maybe lukewarm.
Warm.
Huh?
Warm.
Right? You mix it?
Let it sit for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you'll see if there's anything, they'll come up.
Also, the white raisins, too, if you do it, it comes
up. Can. Yeah. But there does have a chance there. Yeah.
Now, what about California raisins? Because there's so much pesticide on them.
Okay, so. Until recently, I heard that you don't have to check them, then I heard you do have to check them, so I'm not sure, so I don't know. Just. It says here, all kinds of dried fruit in our days, they wanted to sell well, so they brush them with all kinds of stuff that makes them nice.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, what is this chemical made out of?
Yep.
Okay. Sometimes they're made out of chalakim achayim agabe etzim. Made out of bugs which are, they grow on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And problematic. You're allowed to eat, a lot of people say, some people say you could eat, but most people say you cannot eat this chomer, this chemical. What do you have to do? Either you buy a place with a good hechsher and then they don't put this on, or you could also rinse it well. Not under hot water. Under lukewarm water,
not hot.
Maybe it gets absorbed or something.
There are certain chemicals such as
yeah,
carmalel, which is made.
You can also peel it.
It's a liquid. It's absorbed into it, and you just have to use a good texture.
Okay. Celery, you know celery? Celery americai, they call it. Celery with the long stems. Okay? So that, it's grown under, with bugs, not without bugs. They grow with bugs. So the leaves are very problematic. He says he had a queen, it's very problematic. You could put it in soap water and then brush each one and look at them.
Normally you don't use leaves, you just use stalk.
You can use leaves, that's in the soup. Mm-hmm. The stems, it's not so hard to check. All you do, rinse it really well, and then look at if there's no mechilot, tunnels, you take off if there are, you take them off, so not a big deal. Okay? Zachalim, okay.
Worms?
Huh?
Worms?
Yeah. What kind of crawler? Zochel, it's not Zochel. Okay. Oh, we said this already. So, aparsek, you know aparsek peach, and aparshezip is a nectarina, right? I heard on the radio from the Rav that it's the same fruit. It's just different, two different types, but the same. They're both peaches. One is this type of peach, one is that type of peach.
Right,
and that's why I said you shouldn't say shechianu for each one separately. That's what I heard on the radio. Avabudbul, the son of Rav Avadia. Peach and nectarina is the same fruit, and you shouldn't say shechianu separately. You say one and
the same fruit.
I'm telling you what he said on the radio. You want to argue, call him.
Yes, no.
So he said, and he said it to the whole world. So I think we trust him. Right? So it's the same type of fruit, same family of peaches.
Nectarina is murkav.
No, he said it's not murkav like people think to say. That's what he said. It's not murkav like people think to say. It's not murkav, it's a fruit that comes from the east or something. And it's the same as the peach, same as that, just same family. Okay?
Speaking of radio, which radio station do you recommend?
I recommend not listening to any radio.
Danny, if you wanted to hear Shiro,
Kol Barama.
Best Love Radio,
that's not. Oh, yeah,
no, I mean.
Yeah, don't they have Shiro also?
No, I don't have internet.
No. See
you. Anyways. If the fruit is completely whole, the maestro, you could eat it whole.
Which? The peaches?
The peaches, yeah.
No, you have to check them.
If they're completely whole, you could eat them whole. Aval ma, sometimes there are negiot. I asked Pavel about this. He said it's very rare that it's, if it's completely beautiful and whole, he said it's very rare that they'll be infested. But it's good to open them, if you could. If you have a knife, eat them with a knife. Okay? Especially the top, where it's hooked to the tree, that's where they will come in. Duvdevanim, you know duvdevanim?
Cherries.
Now they came out, they're so sweet, so fruit, so beautiful. This year there's produce, Baruch Hashem, last year was horrible. This year there's produce, Baruch Hashem, because it was cold enough. It grows only when it's cold out. And they, Bechazkat Naki, but you can't trust that it's Bechazkat Naki. So you have to buy a package, open up at least a few to see that this package is Bechazkat Naki, okay. Okay? At least a few to open them. They have white worms in them. White worms. That's usually what they have. Nachon? You know, you've seen?
They're white,
yes. You can see them easily. They're small. And usually they're close to the stem and to the stem. Tzabar, you know what tzabar is? Tzabar is a... I told you tzabar.
Prickly pear.
Cactus, you know from the cactus?
Oh, yeah.
Prickly pear.
The ugly pear.
The cheskat naki, you don't have to check them. Unless it's soft, and then you have to open it, of course.
Spanish cactus.
In Spanish?
Yeah, what is it? She knows. She's Spanish.
Spanish country is the drug.
Ma.
Cactus.
People like that as a drug.
All different kinds of cactus.
Yeah, all kinds of cactus.
Some are drugs, some are not.
So, Anavim. Now grapes also began. Very sweet, very beautiful. Anavim, first of all, rinse them well. Besides the fact they're full of pesticides, full. It's one of the foods which have the most pesticides on them. Grapes. Wash them well. And then each one that you eat, you look at. A second.
Look inside. Look on the
look outside. Out to the outside. If you think something is problematic, you peel off where that is, and you see if there's a lot of times.
There's sometimes inside.
Can, but you don't have to open to take each one.
You're surprised.
Halacha doesn't tell you they have to open it. Dried prunes, you don't have to check. Just rinse them. Shazifim, plums, there's two types. There's the round ones, there's many types, but there's two main types. Round one, and the one which are like an egg. Okay? Two different types. Open them up, especially close to the... The what? You have to open the egg ones. Usually, you have a place like you could open them. You could do a siman. Okay? So look, just look. There's nothing in them. Okay, soon, in a month or two, will come out fresh figs. Fresh figs you could check. It's not as hard as the dried figs. Dried figs are very problematic. The fresh ones are problematic, but it's easy to check. How do you check them? First of all, to clean the outside. You take off the bottom edge, with the hole usually. Take that off. Open it in half. And you open each half. Open it up inside out and look close. If you don't see anything, you take a cup of glass of water, clear glass, put it inside, face down. Yeah? And then you pick up the glass of water and look. If there's worms, they'll come out and start doing like that in the water. And you throw out the fig. If there's nothing come out, you can eat the fig. That's very complicated. You could do it. Apple, you don't have to open it. It's very good to open it. It's not so hard to open it. It's not like peach, you could say it's all mushy. Apple, take a knife, cut it into a half, into a quarter, and you'll see. Okay. Now here, the Gemara says like this. Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elmalei Elit Et Yisrael Yitzrayim Ebe Shidaw Azeh, Sheem Yitzrayim Yitzrayim. Rabbi Shmuel said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I didn't bring Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim just for the fact that they don't contaminate themselves with eating all these bugs, it's already enough. Of course, that's one of our things to be holy. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, Yipnema'o v'dei kochavim zarim. Why are the idol worshippers, why are they going filthy? You hear poop? The poop over there, why is he filthy? Because he eats shkatzim v'remasim. They eat bugs and shrimps and garbage. Yeah, you're putting this online, right? Very good.
Oh, you should see the post my wife did.
For the poop?
She did a wonderful cartoon.
For the poop?
On the poop. You know, horns and claws and a tail and hooves.
Says the Rabbani says, the pasuk teaches us that someone who eats the bugs, he himself becomes like the sheretz himself. Be careful not to eat bugs. So there we finished the chapter about bugs. Now we go on to Afrashat Chala. It's a mitzvah to do Aparashat Chala, Mitzvah Aseh. Aparashat Chala means to take up a portion for the Kohen from the dough, from the batter. Batter, you say?
From the dough.
The dough? What's batter?
Batter is liquid.
Ah,
like
for
cake.
For cake. Issa is dough? Okay. One of the mitzvahs of giving to the woman, Mar Shabbos says. And here it brings it down here, the Mar Shabbos. A man was called Chalato Sholam, the Chal of the world. Why? Because Hashem took him from all the world, like Tuma, made man. And Chava. He was taken from all the world. Is the like the whole world was a dough, and he was taking a little bit from here, a little bit from here, all the world, and he became a Hashem made man. And then through Chava, he spoiled the Chala of the world, Adam, gave him to eat the food. Hashem gave it to fix it, he was doing a Pashat Chala.
Mm-hmm. Just like Chava was taking Madab, so the piece of Chala is taken
from him. No.
She's
not the challah. We're the challah. Man is the challah.
She's the piece of steak.
We're the challah is the piece of steak. The mitzvah for a woman to do a parashat challah, if she could do an amount enough to do with the bracha, the mitzvah for a woman to do it, especially in Erev Shabbos, it says a skula for easy birth. It's brought down that the Rama says that Ba'avonoteinu Arabim, listen to this. Today women, they stop doing this minog and they buy challahs from the bakery and it's very not good, and they should do a parashat challah every week. That's what Rama brings down 500 years ago. If a woman could do a parashat challah, bake challah, it's definitely much, much better than buying it from the store. But if it's going to cause a problem to buy it, so don't force your wife to do anything.
What about our daughters?
No, they get married.
No, will they get the mitzvah if my wife can't do it? Because
that parashat she can't do?
She can't knead the challah because her...
No, but not the kneading. So take the challah off.
Then they can knead and she can take the challah off. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what they should do. Yeah, so a woman who gets close to the time of birth, she do a parashat challah, it's as good as for easy birth. Hanan, your wife's a midwife, right?
Yeah.
You tell all the women that she do a parashat challah before the birth.
What?
All the women she deals with, she could tell them that before the time of the birth comes, do a parashat challah, it's as good as for easy birth. Mm-hmm. They give also an easy life, easy job. Okay. When do you do the Parashat Challah? When you finish kneading the dough. Okay? When it becomes all one. You can also wait till it rises, whatever. Before the baking, that's the point. Okay? Not only for bread you do a Parashat Challah. Any dough which you bake, not batter, dough that you bake, you also have dough pashat challah. Okay? Donuts, very good.
Sponge.
Avashim, doshim etagnim. Not that you fry,
bake.
Only if you bake. Baking is what makes you the food. Okay?
Kubana.
Kubana. Depends if it's considered baking or not.
Yeah.
If you do it on the fire, probably not baking.
What about cookies?
Cookies?
It's also baked.
Is it dough?
Yes.
The
point is, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, so you'll have to do a parashat challah, of course. The point is, that your wife is probably not making. Soon we'll learn about how much flour you have to use in order to make a fajr challah. Usually, when you make cookies, you don't make that amount of challah, that amount of flour. What do you put? A few cups. It's not enough.
When she's making a triple recipe, because we wipe it out in one day.
Nice. Still,
you got a kilo and a half.
More than a kilo and a half.
Yeah. Oh, when we're hungry for cookies.
Hungry for cookies. That's a new
cookie
term.
Cookie monsters.
Hungry for cookies. I think hungry is for food.
No, but Cookie Monster is now almost 10 kilos. The cat.
If someone actually baked without doing afashat challah, so then after the baking, he puts it all in one place, or he covers it with one towel or something. I'd consider in one place, and then you do afashat then with baked the diavad. Chatchila you do it before the baking.
With or without a brother?
Oh, look at the bench, he's living in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the afrasha with the bracha, okay, is dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Why in chutzal as we do also? Even with the bracha? So it's not forgotten. So, but really the mitzvah is here in Eretz Yisrael. Even if we take it, we'll go in chutzal, the mitzvah is doing in Eretz Yisrael.
Why?
Because the kohen, you don't give the kohen from chalat chutzal. Only from Chalat Eretz Yisrael.
No kohen gives a few leniencies, and
because of that. Chutz La'aretz, if you forgot to do a Afrashat Chala and Shabbos came in, and you don't do a Afrashat on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat from the Chala, and you leave aside one piece. And Eretz Yisrael, if you forgot to do a Afrashat Chala, go eat by the neighbors. What do you want to ask?
The man was doing the baking. Same thing, he has to take home.
Of course. The challah is not a din in the woman. It's a din in the challah. It's better if the wife does it, but she can't. She's busy running around.
The man that do the baking, they would do it.
Mashgiach comes.
You know how he takes it?
Yeah. For the bracha.
My friend worked at a bakery. He says that during all the bakery,
a woman who had to give birth a couple years ago, nothing, she didn't want any Jerusalem because she was against Khalafa and so on. But it wasn't moving, and felt something was holding back. So I said, go take a walk. Go outside, we'll take a walk up down the sidewalk near the hospital. Maybe move things a bit. She walks along, and next to the hospital there was a building in the middle of construction. And she said, a woman there calls her, come here a minute. And so it's a woman, or it looks like, yeah, with a basket, and there's a chicken in the basket. She says, come, you're having trouble giving birth? Come, I'll do you kapara. Does kapara for with the chicken, walks off, gives him give birth.
Interesting.
Yeah, she was sure that he had a hundred lead.
Interesting story.
The kapara, clean everything up, went and gave birth. No problem.
Yeah. Em mafrishin chala, ele b'shut ba'al ha'isa. You can't go to your friends. Dough, right? And do a parashat challah, and then tell him, oh, I did a parashat challah. Not yet, he has to do again. He has to give you permission to do. But the wife, of course, she could do. He doesn't have to ask the husband for permission. Okay? You can make him shaliah, but it has to be permission. Mm-hmm. Not permission, no.
I'm not understanding. What are you saying? This?
You can't do a parashat challah without the permission of the one who owns the dough.
Like, you go to a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And they're making bread, 2 kilos of
of dough, and they're not used to this sort of thing. And you go and make up a chocolate.
Without asking permission.
Without asking their permission, it's worthless.
You have to do it again.
You have to get their permission
to do it.
It's their dough to do the chocolate.
Exactly.
You can't take somebody else's dough. Without their permission.
There's only one case where you can do it. If the dough is going to go bad because they ran out and they don't know, whatever, the air conditioner stopped working and it's 35 degrees outside, it's supposed to be negative, it's coming up Friday, so then you can do it without permission. Why? Because the person probably wants you to do it, doesn't want it to go bad. Do it and put it in the oven and start doing it. It's time gachan. Another thing. Okay, another thing, what I want to say, Ben Ish Chai brings down that a person, anyways, he should at least once a year do a Hoshat Chala. It's a mitzvah. Hafrashat Chala, at least once a year a person should do.
Once a year?
Ben Ish Chai says.
At least.
A man should do.
Oh, yeah?
The woman does it all the time. But a man, at least once a year, should do. Yeah, it has part of the mitzvah.
Does he have to do the
kneading
or not?
No. I don't do the kneading. The machine can do the kneading.
Don't worry, keep this to be here. Don't worry about it.
Only the schut we get. The work, we give them the schut.
But we were taught that when you have to do the hafashai to put in the oven to burn it, but have it wrapped tight in aluminum.
Soon we'll talk about the burning.
So it doesn't make the...
First we'll talk about... People are confused. They think if some women, they think when that they're seeing blood, then they shouldn't do Hafrashat Chala. It's not true. They can do Hafrashat Chala, they can do with the bracha, and vaya. Even when they're seeing blood, at the time they're seeing blood on us, you can still do Hafrashat Chala. It's not a problem.
Is that related to the fact that it's not going to the Kohen? If it was going to the Kohen, it would be an issue?
No, then it's a different issue. Yeah, because then that's so
it's
today we don't have the tumah like that. I mean, we all tumah.
And if they're
in
Nida, they
could
do it?
Yeah.
No, but when Mashiach comes today,
different
God
willing. Sorry, we'll talk about it then. I don't know that Lachas and Mashiach will come. Kid, top, a kid under Bar Mitzvah, Chatchila should not do a Parshat Chala. But if it's the year before the Bar Mitzvah, the Diavad, if they did, the Yoitz. A girl like 11 years old and a boy 12 years old. The Diavad, if he did, he could do it. Someone who's Michal Shabbos of Faresia, yeah, he drives the car on Shabbos to the street, doesn't care, doesn't know, doesn't care. He can't do a Parshat Chala. Not Yoitz. He can't do a someone who's Michal Shabbos of Faresia, he's not coached to do a Parshat Chala. Can't trust him.
Is that a general
power plan? Depends what. Checking the rights, yes. We said this already.
Making Kiddush or something like that.
Making Kiddush. So what do you do? We said already, what do you do with making Kiddush? You say it with him. Whisperly. Then you have to make sure the wine is mefusha, mefule. In Eretz Yisrael, any baking product which wasn't done a Hafrashat Chala to it, asur to eat it like eating fruit from a tree which wasn't ma'aser. Mamash asur. Asur d'oraita, asur. Chutz la'aretz d'rabanan.
Everything with a good heksher should.
It says on it, even if it's not a good heksher, it says on it, ufrushu trumot u'ma'asot. Ufrusha chala, if it's prohibited. It says on it, usually. Tov, that's the din of Hafrashat. Now, how much flour do you use in order to be chayav on Hafrashat Chala? Batzek asui mikemach chamesh nina gaj.
Did that have made it? Like
goyim
don't have to do it. So
what?
Bread made by
goyim,
you don't have to worry about
Hafrashat Chala. I mean, it says here, but bread made by goyim. In Eretz Yisrael, you do have to worry. Only Chutzlaretz, it's the leniency. In factories, by the way, they call the Mashgiach. When they get the Mashgiach, the owner of the factory tells them, you have permission to do all the Hafrashat Chala. So, from now on, until you finish the work. So, בצק עשוי מחמש מיני דגן, dough which is made out of the five grains, שנילוש במים או באחד אישה משקה פרדי נעלן, which was needed in water or in other types of liquids which we will mention them, and it's made into a thick dough. What does that mean, thick dough? That you can't mix it with a spoon. Yeah, it was not going to mix, right? It'll be stuck inside. Knead it with your hands. Okay? And it's meant to be baked and not fried, not dried in the sun or whatever else people do. אם הוא מכיל לפחות קילו וחמישים קמח, חייב, הרפשה, ולא ברכה, זה מחלוקת בזה.
קילו חמישים?
זה מחלוקת. כן, זה מחלוקת. אני לא מוצא פרסים דוד של זה.
כן.
אני מפריד דו החזוני, שם חי נועה. קילו 200, או קילו 250 אפילו. בן ישחי. בן ישחי, גם קילו 200, לא מה אומר? קילו 400 אפילו, מה אומר? He says a kilo 50, but it's very חמור. חזוניש is kilo 200. Most of us, I think Ashkenazim, they do kilo 200. A kilo 200 without a brocha. Less than a kilo 200, nothing. Kilo 200. One kilo and 200?
Grams.
One
gram?
Kilo
is 1,000? Yeah, 1,200 grams. Kilo 200 is the minimum. After that, you have to do less than that. You don't have to do any afasha. More than that, afasha without a bracha. Without a bracha.
Less.
No, from this and on, without a bracha. Less, nothing. Not at all.
Okay, this minimum, you take
without a bracha.
When do you take it?
Rega, rega. I'm going to tell you. According to Rav Ovadia, he says, from kilo 600. According to Rav Ovadia, kilo 600. Wow.
So 1.6 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
You separate without a bracha.
Yeah, without a bracha. If it was kilo 660, or the moist poiski, kilo 660, high with the bracha. אבל זה לא לפי מי זה לא. לפי החזוני זה לא ככה. It's very simple. Each kilo has 7 cups of flour. Measuring cups of flour. So figure it out. You put a kilo in it. You put a kilo and a half, no, it's more. It's about a cup more. A cup and a half more. I tell you what, usually women, they do kilo, 2 kilo, 3 kilo. Okay, that's how they work, the matkonim, the recipes.
One is not enough, they have to do at least two.
For bracha.
For bracha. Almost two.
Yeah.
So what is the minimum for?
With a bracha?
With a bracha.
Kilo 660.
Kilo 6.
60. Yeah? This is talking about flour. That's the amount of flour that needs to be in here. Vano? Vano.
She can bake part of it and put part of it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to bake it by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think she has to do the pashat chan anyways.
Yeah, that's what you said. Can you do the pashat? I don't have to bake it.
Yeah.
If it was kneaded together, it chayav pasha. What she could do, if she doesn't want to
make it all right away.
If she doesn't want to do a pasha for some reason, I don't know why, she could do 2 separate kilos and then chayav pasha.
Oh, then she wouldn't be high.
Yeah, but why should she do that?
Because
do tequilas and freeze out of it. You can freeze it, and then I don't know. I think it works. In the bakery, that's what they do. You think they make every time new?
You can also put two doughs together and make a wrap.
Yeah, if put them in one after you made the thing, and then put them in one thing, and one tupperware or whatever, one thing. So then you can make a or cover it with one maggevet, and you can make a consider it two. For example, if your wife Arizona, she makes two different types of doughs. One is sweeter, one is saltier, I like that, whatever. So she asked me, could I do it? I said, yes, babaya. How do you do it? Either if you could put it together, best. If not, you can even, if the avad even cover it with a towel. So we'll stop here in the Parashat Chava. I'm very happy we're learning this.